Why this works. Sauce Mornay is not simply bechamel with cheese stirred in. It is a daughter sauce, a systematic enrichment that adds two functional elements, a cheese component and an egg yolk liaison. Each one changes the sauce in a specific, physical way. The liaison, egg yolks whisked with cream, does two things. The lecithin in the yolks adds extra emulsifying power to the starch-stabilized fat-in-milk structure of the bechamel, making the finished sauce more stable and glossier. The proteins add a very gentle thickening, not enough to register as thicker by itself, but enough to give the sauce a satiny body that plain bechamel does not have. The critical rule is temperature. Egg yolks begin to scramble around 70 Celsius and set firmly above 85 Celsius. The tempering step, adding hot sauce to the eggs gradually before returning the mixture to the pot, is how you raise the egg proteins gently enough that they contribute body without curdling. The cheese layer follows the same logic as any fat plus protein emulsion. Gruyere melts cleanly because its proteins are relatively long and pliable at 60 to 70 Celsius, and its fat content is high enough to flow smoothly into the bechamel's starchy matrix. The reason you add it off heat or over very low heat, in stages, is that the proteins contract quickly above 80 Celsius. If you push the temperature or add a large cold mass of cheese all at once, you get strings and grease, not a smooth sauce. The result is a sauce with three layers of structure. The starch gelatinized milk, bechamel, the egg yolk emulsion, liaison, and the melted dairy protein network, cheese. Each layer reinforces the others. That structural depth is why Mornay coats a gratin so cleanly and holds under the broiler better than a plain bechamel would. Common mistakes. Adding cheese to boiling sauce. Target, pan off heat before cheese goes in. Bechamel base should be warm, not bubbling. Why it matters. Boiling breaks cheese's fat-protein bonds. Fat leaks as grease, proteins tighten into strings. The signature glossy smoothness collapses into greasy strings. What to do? Pull off heat, wait 30 seconds, then start adding cheese. Workarounds, sauce broke, off heat, whisk in 1 tablespoon cold cream, sometimes restores emulsion. Adding all cheese at once. Target, 3 batches, stir each to melt fully before next. Why it matters, large cold mass shocks the sauce. Temperature drops sharply, proteins seize into clumps. Gradual addition keeps everything in melt range. What to do? Divide grated cheese into thirds visually, handful at a time. Workarounds, don't have time. At least 2 batches. 1 is too crude. Scrambling the liaison. Target, temper yolks. Slowly drizzle hot sauce into yolks while whisking. Never the reverse. Hot sauce dumped into cold yolks. Cooks them on contact. Equals scrambled bits in the sauce. Tempering raises yolk temperature gradually. What to do? Ladle by ladle of hot sauce into yolks, whisking constantly. 3 to 4 ladles before returning the mixture to the pan. Workarounds. Worried about safety. Strain after tempering to catch any small cooked bits. Using pre-grated cheese. Target. Grate fresh from a block. Fine grate, just before adding. Why it matters. Pre-grated cheese has anti-taking cellulose coating that prevents clean melting. Sauce becomes gritty and greasy. What to do? Block, box grater. Grate fine for fast even melt. Workarounds. Time short, fresh grating only adds 60 seconds. Just do it. Trying to reheat. Target. Make to order or hold in bain-marie up to 20 minutes covered. Why it matters. Reheating Mornay separates the emulsion. Cheese congeals, sauce splits into grease and grainy curd. The structure is one-time use. What to do? Time the sauce with the dish. Hold warm if needed. Don't refrigerate and reheat. Workarounds. Have leftovers. Use cold as a spread on toast. Don't try to re-emulsify. Under-seasoning or over-salting. Target. Salt sparingly. Gruyere is already salty. Cayenne white pepper to lift dairy heaviness. Why it matters. Cheese contributes significant salt. Adding more before tasting equals over-salted sauce. Cayenne adds dimension without competing. What to do? Taste before adjusting. Pinch of cayenne or white pepper is structural, not optional. Workarounds. Want extra depth? Nutmeg is classical here. Small grating at the end. What to look for? Liaison before tempering. Smooth, pale yellow, liquid. No strings, no lumps. After tempering. Warm, slightly thicker, still pourable. The eggs have started to set without scrambling. After cheese addition. Glossy, pale gold, coats a spoon cleanly. A small drip off the spoon should hold its shape for a second. Temperature check. Below 80 degrees Celsius throughout the cheese stage. If you see it starting to bubble actively, pull the pan off the heat immediately. Chef's view. The question I get most often about Mornay, a French cheese sauce built on bechamel with grated hard cheese and classically an egg yolk liaison, is which cheese? The classical answer is Gruyere, sometimes with a small proportion of Parmesan for sharpness. Comté, which is Gruyere's neighbor, aged slightly differently, works equally well. What you want is a hard Alpine cheese with a fat content above 45% and a mild, nutty flavor that won't overwhelm the base sauce. Cheddar works technically, but pulls the flavor register in an entirely different direction, British rather than French, and more aggressive. For a croque-monsieur, a hot French ham and cheese sandwich finished with Mornay, or a gratin dauphinois, a layered French potato dish baked in cream, Gruyère is not negotiable. The liaison, a mixture of egg yolk and cream used to enrich and lightly thicken a sauce, is optional in practice. Many modern French cooks skip it and just add cheese to bechamel, the classical white mother sauce made by cooking milk with a flour and butter roux. The version without liaison is called bechamel au fromage in some older texts and is quite acceptable for most gratins. But for a finished sauce served poured over a fish, over eggs, over blanched vegetables, the liaison matters. It is what separates a cheese sauce from a cheese-flavored sauce. Chef test notes, tested with two approaches, cheese added directly to bechamel and the full Mornay with liaison. The liaison version was measurably glossier and held its texture under a broiler for 4 extra minutes before breaking. The no liaison version is acceptable for everyday gratins. The full method is worth the extra step when the sauce is the centerpiece.